This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, June 14. Grace makes jolly beggars. Our verse is from Acts 3. He went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. C.S. Lewis wrote about jolly beggars. I don't normally connect those two words, but how about the temple beggar in today's scripture? Peter did not give him money, which he asked for. Instead, Peter introduced him to the miraculous works of Jesus, and the man instantly walked, jumped, and praised God. A jolly beggar, indeed. We might say, of course he's jolly, but he's no longer a beggar. He's a jolly ex-beggar. In some physical and financial sense, he no longer begs, but a beggar relies on others to meet his needs. And the dictionary says that a beggar lives by asking for gifts. That means all of us who know the Lord are active members of a community of beggars. If we have known the Lord for a half day or a half century, we know that we rely on God to meet our needs. We live by asking for God's gifts, physical, financial, social, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual gifts that we cannot live without. And every day, in grace, He gives us what we need. So far, we haven't had a day in which we haven't survived, and when that day comes, we will enter heaven to wait for Jesus' return, when we will become residents of a new earth and heaven. Then we will still live by the gifts God gives. I guess we will be jolly beggars for eternity. God of abounding grace, we pray that today, as we live by asking for gifts, we may enjoy your goodness and be jolly about it. Through Jesus Christ, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.